الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام O Allah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. Welcome dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. You are watching and listening to the early echo. May Allah Azza wa Jal, through the blessings of Ahlul Bayt, through the blessings of Shuhada'i Karbala, answer and fulfill all your lawful wishes and grant you the blessings of this world as well as the blessings of the hereafter. Alhamdulillah, we begin our program in the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, who is our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Kareem Raufur Rahim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions Alayhi Muridwan. Alhamdulillah, a beautiful hadith which will motivate us to recite Durood-e Pak. As the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated in a beautiful hadith, whenever two people, two Muslims, meet and greet each and other for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and out of devotion and love, they recite Durood and Salat upon me, illa lam yaftariqa, before they depart and separate from one another, Allah Azza wa Jal shall forgive their past and their future sins. Subhanallah. How beautiful this narration is, dear viewers. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali very beautifully has stated, Shafi'u nafi'uhutum, kafi'u wafi'uhutum, dard ko kar do dawa, tum pe karodon durood, kaabe ke badrud duja, tum pe karodon durood, tayba ke shamsud duha, تم پہ کروڑوں درود صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Alhamdulillah, to get started, dear viewers, we have heard this beautiful narration. Stay tuned with us till the end of the program. And for now, we have a beautiful kalam that we would be listening to, inshallah. A kalam recited and rendered by none other than Rukn-e-Shura, Haji Abdul Habib Attari, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, who, subhanallah, is famous throughout the world. And his recitation is so unique, subhanallah. Is kalam ko suniyega, Main to panjatan ka ghulam hu. Bada pyara kalam hai. And when we do return, inshallah, we shall continue with our discussion as we are talking and going to be speaking about the virtues and blessings of martyrs, for those who have been slain and martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are going to be discussing the different types of shuhada. You get what are the blessings and what happens to them in the hereafter. What blessings and what virtues Allah azza wa jalla has given them, and the marvelous palaces and the blessings of Jannah that they shall enjoy through sacrificing their lives in this dunya is what we are going to be speaking about. Please stay with us till the end of today's program. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mustafa, Mustafa, aur unki aal, panjatan, panjatan hai ba kamal. Mustafa, Mustafa, aur unki aal, panjatan,
مجھ پہ کتنا نیازی کرم ہو گیا دنیا کہنے لگی پنجتن کا گدا اس گھرانے کا جب سے میں نوکر ہوا سب سے اچھی میری نوکری ہو گئی
میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں
انام ہوں
میں تو پنجتن کا غلام
مجھے عشق ہے تو خدا سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو رسول سے یہ کرم ہے سارا بطول کا میرے منہ سے آئے مہک صدا جو میں نام لوں تیرا جھوم کے
میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں مصطفیٰ اور ہم کیا پنجتن ہے باکما میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام
مجھے عشق سر و سمن سے ہے مجھے عشق سارے چمن سے ہے مجھے عشق ان کے وطن سے ہے مجھے عشق ان کی گلی سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو علی سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو حسن سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو حسین سے مجھے عشق شاہ زمن سے ہے
میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں مصطفیٰ اور ہم کیا پنجتن ہے باکما میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام
ہوا کیسے تن سے وہ سر جدا جہاں عشق ہے وہیں کربلا میری بات انہی کی بات ہے میرے سامنے وہی ذات ہے وہی جن کو شیر خدا کہیں جنہیں باب صلی علی کہیں وہی جن کو ذات علی کہیں وہی پوختہ ہے میں تو خام ہوں
میں تو پنجتن کا غلام پنجتن کا غلام ہوں مصطفیٰ اور ہم کیا پنجتن ہے باکما میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام
قمر ہوں شاعر بے نوا میری حیثیت
ہی بھلا ہے کیا, وہ ہے بادشاہوں کے بادشاہ, میں ہوں ان کے در کا بس ایک گدا, میرا پنج تن سے ہے واسطہ, میرا نسبتوں کا ہے سلسلہ, میں فقیر خیر الانام ہوں,
میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں, میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں.
کیا بات رضا,
اس چمنستان کرم کی, زہرا ہے کلی جس میں حسین اور حسن پھول.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ, سبحان اللہ. اینڈ دس واز رکن شورا حاج عبد الحبیب اتاری دامت برکاتہ العالیہ ریسائٹنگ دس امیزنگ کلام, میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں. یس, وی آل آر دا سلیوز اینڈ سروینٹس آف پنجتن پاک. ڈیئر ویورز آف مدنی چینل, سبحان اللہ, اینڈ دس از ریئلی این آنر فار دوز ہو ریگارڈ دیم سیلوز ایز دا سلیوز آف دس گھرانہ, بیکاز اٹ از این آنر. It is an honor to be the servant of this household, dear viewers of Madani Channel, subhanAllah. Remember, we over the past few days have been motivating the viewers of Madani Channel to understand the importance of linking yourself and being obedient to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to have immense love in our hearts for his household and family members. Remember, dear viewers, the most important thing to understand is that Imam Hussain radiyallahu anhu did not give up fighting for that which was the truth, yani for haq, whereas Yazid on the other hand, who was intoxicated in the love of this world, it was for the governance, it was for seat and position, it was the matter of power. It is for this reason that immediately after Sayyid al-Shuhada Imam Hussain radiyallahu anhu was martyred, Yazid attacked Madinatul Munawwara. He had killed over 10,000 people who are the residents of Madinatul Munawwara and Makkatul Mukarrama. He had martyred over 700 or around 700 sahaba alayhim ridwan. Ye wo sahaba ikram hai jinke bare mein Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne khud irshad farmaya, respect every companion of mine for they are the most virtuous amongst you. So is cheez ko madde nazar rakhein ki Yazid then made fornication permissible, and he made marriages between siblings such as brothers and sisters jais and permissible. He declared sharab, which is haram in the Holy Quran Pak, for Muslims to consume, he declared that as jais and permissible. He tried changing the sharia. If only Imam Hussain radiyallahu anhu had trusted him, or for saving his life had given bay'ah and allegiance in his hands, then this is the corruption Yazid would have caused to the deen, and this would have put the entire ummah till the day of qiyamah into difficulty, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Imam Hussain radiyallahu anhu did not trust Yazid, did not risk Islam, rather he had given his life. Yazid burnt the holy Kaaba, Yazid attacked Makkatul Mukarrama, he killed so many people in the city of Makkatul Mukarrama. He caused such chaos and destruction, dear viewers, that a companion by the name of Hazrat Abdullah bin Hanzala radiyallahu anhu says, bas hame aisa lag raha tha ki ab aasman se pattharon ki barish nazil hone wali hai, stones will descend from the skies, yani azab would come due to the destruction he had caused, to the chaos he had caused. There was bloodshed everywhere. Besides, this was after Karbala, dear viewers. Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu had foreseen through his karamat, through the power and ability which Allah had bestowed upon him, that this person is corrupted and his heart is intoxicated in the love of this world. All he wanted was governance and power. And to attain that power, This is exactly what Yazid had done. Even after, you know, making Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu shaheed. And that is why the poet says very beautifully, and this is the haqiqat and reality, ki qatle Hussein asl mein marge Yazid hai. What this means is that the martyrdom of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu is actually the murder and the killing of Yazid himself. It is not the killing of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. Why? Because Islam zinda hota hai har Karbala ki baad. Allahu Akbar. So, subhanallah, he revived Islam. He nurtured Islam with his blood and with the blood of his family members. He protected the sacred Sharia, which Allah Azza wa Jalla and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had formed for our guidance. He tried making changes in the sacred Sharia, but this was without Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu giving his hands into his hands. Thus, dear viewers, and listen to the Madini channel, this is important for us to understand that this one sacrifice which Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu had given is not hidden from any sight, from any knowledge. Yani, people throughout the world know what sacrifices Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu had given, and forever, till the day of Qiyamah, we will recall for this month of Muharram al-Haram would come and go every year. In fact, Qiyamah will occur in the month of Muharram on the 10th of Ashura. And it will be the day of Jumu'ah, and there are so many other, you know, news of the unseen which Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given us with regards to the 10th of Muharram al-Haram. Remember, one should be obedient, respect this month, for this month is from amongst those four sacred months which Muslims have been commanded to respect. Thus, dear viewers of Madini channel, it is a holy month, and we should respect this month and remember the sacrifices rendered and given by Sayyidul Shuhada, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. He never given his hands into falsehood, but rather he given his life to protect Islam, so that when we recite the Quran, when the Shariat reaches us, yani when we study the Sharia and we learn the rules and regulations about Islam, it reaches us in its correct manner. Allahu Akbar. And without any changes. So look at the sacrifice that was given. They remain thirsty, they remain hungry. And the level of his taqwa and piety was, even though he could have saved his life by giving his hands into the hands of Yazid, even for a moment to set free from the custody of Yazid, and later go and retract his own words by saying, I do not believe in what Yazid had said, for I do not give my hands in the hands of Yazid. For that moment to save his life and the life of his family members, he could have done so. But the level of his taqwa and piety is such, dear viewers, that he did not want to contaminate this even for a moment. He decided and he desired to sacrifice his life. And furthermore, dear viewers, remember very well, others recite the Quran and learn the maqam of the shuhada. What is the status of the shuhada? They would learn after reciting the Holy Quran Pak, after reading the tafsir of the Holy Quran Pak, what blessings and what virtues Allah had prepared for them. But Imam Hussein is that great personality who known and who knew this from a little child, that he was to be martyred in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. It was not hidden from his own blessed grandfather Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will find not one but many accounts and many incidents whereas he radiallahu anhu was on the blessed lap of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our beloved Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, you know, showering rain of muhabba and love upon him by kissing him, hugging him, sniffing him and smelling him. And this was the unique style of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would say that these are the flowers of mine from the dunya. Allahu Akbar. He would smell them, he would sniff them, hug them, kiss them. He would kiss the neck of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. Many a times he placed his Mubarak tongue into their mouths in their infancy to quench their thirst when there was a shortage of water. This muhabba is unique. Allahu Akbar. So nonetheless, when this type of love was showered upon them, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam informed the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam that you give so much of love and muhabba, but this son is to be martyred on the plains of Karbala. This is the summary of these various types of narrations, dear viewers of Madini channel, that you will find that over and again, Huzuri Pak sallam even inquired or even was given the sand of the land where Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu was to be buried and shaheed, where he was martyred. And this sand was even given to Hazrat Sayyidatuna Salma radiallahu anha. Likewise, dear viewers of Madini channel, it was not hidden Even from Imam Hussein, that he knew with certainty, I will be martyred in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Thus he remained firm like a mountain upon patience and sabr. Yani, he was tortured and oppressed, and they assumed that if we stop the water, he would give up somewhere down the line. But Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, from morning to evening, over those days, had witnessed his family members being brutally, you know, oppressed and martyred, but this never shaken him, for he understood the importance of protecting Islam and the sacred Sharia, which is to reach the people until the day of Qiyamah, dear viewers. So, Alhamdulillah. Now when we move forward, dear viewers, and we try to understand this, let's understand this from the Holy Quran Pak as to what Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Quran about those who have been slain in His path, for those who have tasted Jami Shahadat. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated in the Holy Quran Pak, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And those who are slain in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, do not say they are dead, rather they are alive. Yes, you are not aware. You are not aware. Yani, you are not aware that the martyrs are alive. Now, this is really amazing, dear viewers of Madani Channel, as to how they are alive. Now, there are different levels of shuhada. There are different types of shuhada and categories. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given different types of people the maqam of the shuhada. For example, when you open the tafsir of the Holy Quran Pak, you would learn, dear viewers, that those various types, and just to mention a few to make you understand, for example, if a person passes away with any sort of stomach disease, he will attain the rank of the shuhada. If a person sleeps and a wall or a home collapses upon him, he will attain the rank of martyrdom. Likewise, if a person who leaves his home with the intention of earning rizq halal, and as he is in search for halal sustenance, he passes away, he would attain the rank of martyrdom. Likewise, a person who fell from the mountain, or a person who was attacked, a person, Allahu Akbar, who drowns in the water, or if he is burnt in the fire, there are different types of shuhada. But of course, fighting in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal for haq, for righteousness, for the defense of Islam, to protect the sanctity and the teachings of Islam, when a person then loses his life, that maqam is beyond our imagination. May Allah Azza wa Jalla, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and tawfiq to make the dua, to supplicate and ask that dua which Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu would ask for death in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, and for death to be in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. So this was just a little idea as to let us know, or for us to learn, that there are various levels and types of shuhada. Now moving forward, dear viewers of Madini Channel, what other blessings are there for the shuhada? Listen to this, subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal once again then explains the maqam of the shuhada in the Holy Quran Pak. And then he Azza wa Jalla says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in Surah Ali Imran. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And those who are slain in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, do not ever think of them as dead. Allahu Akbar. Rather, they are alive with their Lord, receiving sustenance. Now, dear viewers of Madini Channel, you know, when you open the commentary of the Holy Quran Pak, and when you would go through this Mubarak and holy verse of the Holy Quran Pak explaining the status of the shuhada, it is beyond imagination, and it's difficult for us to understand and recognize this maqam, that they receive rozi and sustenance from Allah Azza wa Jal. They receive rozi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is hidden from us, but Allah Azza wa Jalla provides sustenance for them. And we are even said in this verse that we should not even think, leave alone saying and talking about them as dead, as people would do, because this is what we see when a person is dead. Then we assume and think that now he has no connection with this world, and thus he cannot benefit any person, nor can anyone benefit him, as people think like that, and he is gone and he is finished. But here Allah Azza wa Jalla explained the status of and the maqam and the sanctity and excellence and exaltation of those who attain martyrdom, that if he died, yes, but in this state, in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, then Allah has prepared for him such amazing bounties which is beyond description, imagination and comprehension. This person receives rozi from Allah Azza wa Jalla, just as Allah Azza wa Jalla had said about the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, that they are alive in their graves, and Allah Azza wa Jalla provides rozi and sustenance for them as well. Allahu Akbar. So this maqam, as explained by the Sufiani Kiram, dear viewers of Madinay channel, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides rozi for them, and we are unable to see this rozi and sustenance. However, in the coming verses, he says, and the martyrs, happy over that what Allah Azza wa Jalla bestowed upon them through His grace, and are rejoicing for their successors who have not yet joined them. He says, فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Hi. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in Holy Quran Park, on them is no fear at all, no do they grieve. They are rejoicing and they are celebrating with the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They rejoice upon the blessings and the grace which Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon them. And subhanallah, for their successors who have not yet joined them. So we do learn and we do acknowledge, dear viewers of Madani channel, that this is really amazing. Now to give you an example of what types or some incidents of this nature here, to make you understand, Hazrat Sayyidina Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has also explained and said that, for example, during the battle of Uhud, two great sahaba, two great companions alayhim ridwan, their blessed bodies was visible after the battle of Uhud due to some floods that occurred. And when the graves opened and when their bodies were visible, it was noted and seen that these two companions were made to rest in one grave, in one qabr. Allahu Akbar. And one of the companions had his hand exactly on the spot where he was wounded. Allahu Akbar. And he said that those who witnessed this, that when his hands were removed, blood was still spilling and oozing from the area where he was hurt and wounded. Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that the gap between this flood and the battle of Uhud was the gap of 46 years. 46 years ke baad, this was the state of the shuhada. How Allah Azza wa Jalla provides rozi for them, how He Azza wa Jalla provides sustenance for them is hidden from our sight. But He Azza wa Jalla, who is capable, who is qadir-e mutlaq, can one ever doubt that Allah Azza wa Jalla has the ability and power to do so? إن الله حرم على الأرض أن تأكل أجساد الأنبياء فنبي الله حي يرزق. That He Azza wa Jalla has made it haram and forbidden upon the earth to consume the bodies of the Anbiya alayhi musallam. And the quality of the earth is to consume. Anything that goes into the soil is vanished. It will be destroyed. Just as fire, the quality of fire is to burn. But the one who created the fire can remove the quality for as long as he wishes to, like in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam. When he alayhi salam was thrown into the fire of Namrud, Namrud created this fire and generated such a huge fire, as it is explained in the books of Tafasir, dear viewers of Madani channel, that this fire was so huge that even birds could not fly over them. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, no one could even go near the fire of Namrud, which he prepared for Ibrahim alayhi salam. But Allah Azza wa Jalla then revealed this verse in the Holy Quran Pak, Ya Naru Kuni Bardan wa Salaman ala Ibrahim. And that fire which is to burn, that fire which Allah had created in reality, yani everything in this world is created by Allah Azza wa Jalla, and the quality of fire is to burn. But the one who created the fire had removed the quality of the fire which is to burn. Likewise, anything that goes into the soil is to be destroyed. But the one who created the soil can also remove the quality of the soil for whomever he wishes to. Like for the Huffaz, many a times in South Africa, let's be realistic and let's talk current times and real lifetime things that occurred in recent times, dear viewers. This was one example which Imam Malik has given. the gap between Uhud and the flood was 46 years, but in South Africa, in the city where I am, and I'm sure in various parts of the world, bodies that were found 10 years after being dug up for some reason, and they were found fresh, and they were just Huffaz who by-hearted the Holy Quran Pak. What can be said about the Sahaba alayhi maridwan? What can be said about those who are the companions who learned Islam and Deen directly from our beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah Badarja Ya'ula? It is most certainly, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that they are alive in their graves, and Allah Azza wa Jalla provides rosy for those who have been slain in His path. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he who asks Allah Azza wa Jalla for martyrdom, Allah will raise him to the high status of the martyrs, even if he dies on his bed. Making this dua to attain that rank, to attain that status, is subhanallah amazing, dear viewers. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us, and this hadith which I present to you is in Sahih Muslim. Yeah, Muslim Sharif ki hadith bhi hai, that if one wants to attain that rank and he supplicates for it, Allah Azza wa Jalla will grant him that rank even if he dies and he passes away on his bed. So many companions, alayhi muridwan, asked for this. And they fought all their lives. Look at Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. It is mentioned about him that he never had a single spot on his body where he was not wounded. Commander-in-chief. And he used to ask, and he would also desire and make. But when he passed away, he asked and made this dua as well. But he did not pass away in any battle, though he fought all his life, dear viewers of Madani Channel. And Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who gives this rank and status. Now, if we move further, dear viewers, and we understand that what are the differences and what are many of the other narrations with regards to this, subhanallah, we would learn that many of the companions of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who attained this rank, and they understood that this was for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, to attain Jannah, for the sins to be pardoned and forgiven. And you will find so many various accounts of this nature. One of the major differences between as I said, the martyrdom, or the understanding we have of martyrdom, is that we make dua for this, we hope for this, we supplicate for it. But Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu understood this better than we do. And from a very little age, as I explained to you earlier, dear viewers, there are various narrations which explain that he radiallahu anhu was very well aware of his martyrdom, that he radiallahu anhu was to sacrifice everything in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu reported from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that no one who enters Jannah would like to return to the dunya. Jo ek martaba jannat mein chala jaye, of course, he would never want to come back to the world. For the world is inferior, and it's nothing at all in comparison to Jannah. Even the portion of Jannah which is covered by the whoop of a horse rider is more valuable than everything of this dunya and everything it contains. This is the narration of the hadith. Now imagine the beloved Rasulullah says, as per Hazrat Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu an, that no one who enters Jannah would like to return to the world, even if he could have everything on earth except for the martyr. Why? He will wish to return to the world and be killed 10 more times due to what he sees of dignity, what Allah has prepared for him, the blessings of Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. For this reason, you will find so many various accounts, dear viewers. One companion had dates and khajur in his hand. And Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was preparing the Sahaba at the time of Badr, which was the first battle in Islam. And Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was motivating the Sahaba who were hungry, who were thirsty, who haven't eaten for several days. They were just few horses, few swords and few shields. The rest had nothing in their hands. These companions were fighting for Haqq, just as Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu stood on the plains of Karbala for Haqq, for truth, to guide people to worship that Khuda and that Lord who created you and I. For you are and we are insan, and it's our right to worship that Lord who gives you sustenance. It is the right of a ummati and a follower and an insan that he should give thanks to his creator for all the bounties which he receives and for him to be guided. Thus Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam then commenced with this battle, and he was motivating his companions. And there was one companion who had dates in his hands, and when he heard about the blessings of Jannah, about the virtues of paradise, about the virtues of the shuhada, then he was smiling. And Huzuri Pak asked him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that may I ask the reason for your smile? Why do you smile? And then he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi, I'm listening about the blessings of Jannah. I'm listening about our merciful Rabb, Azza wa Jalla. Now I see there is no gap between me and Jannah. He then threw the dates from his hands and then he just went into the battlefield and he fought with those people that were the enemies of Allah Azza wa Jalla and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the extent that he attained martyrdom. They were ever ready to sacrifice everything in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Besides life, they were ready to sacrifice their wealth. Maal chahiye to maal le lo, jaan chahiye to jaan de do, magar iman nahi denge. They would never compromise with their faith and iman. This was the most precious and valuable asset. As per the teachings of the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimoon. O you who believe, and this is the summary of the ayah, that we are commanded that firstly we should, you know, we are believers and we are of course referred in this verse that we should fear Allah like we rightfully supposed to fear Him, and we are told not to die but as a Muslim. And not die as a Muslim here refers to that for as long as you could protect your iman and save your iman, do not contaminate your iman. Adopt taqwa and piety and do those actions which would not risk your iman. In other words, you would lose your iman, maybe at the time of death as well. It's possible. A person may utter and say some sentences of kufr, astaghfirullah alayadhu billah, which may lead him out of the folds of Islam. Thus, live on this earth like a Muslim, follow the sacred sharia, be obedient, and do those actions which will protect your iman and faith even at the time of death. Dear viewers, we have some callers, inshallah. Let's move towards them.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. MashaAllah, ma'asam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Madni channel success in both the world for the wonderful work that you've been doing. Huzur, my question for today is sometimes a question comes to mind as to why did Yazid go astray being the son of such a great sahabi and a lover of Ahlul Bayt?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. MashaAllah, marhaba for our respected caller who called in. May Allah bless you in both worlds, and this voice is very familiar. Subhanallah. However, dear viewers, and especially to the brother who called in, the simple answer to this is intoxication of the dunya. He was in love with the world to such an extent that he was blindly folded. اس وقت اس کو یہاں تک خیال نہیں آیا کہ میں کن کے ساتھ لڑائی کر رہا ہوں, میں کن کو تکلیف پہنچا رہا ہوں, جن کے صدقے میں ہمیں جانیں ملی ہیں, جن کے صدقے میں, جن کے گھرانے کے صدقے میں ہمیں روزیاں ملتی ہیں. اللہ اکبر. He was not concerned despite his father حضرت سیدنا امیر معاویہ رضی اللہ عنہ warning him and giving him those guidelines to remember the seat that we have is from the household of Muhammad Rasulullah. It actually belongs to them. And they have put us in charge. Thus, you must respect this family, love them, care for them. But the love and the greed of this world driven him to that extent that he was just blindly folded. And for the wealth of this world, for governance, for power, for abilities, for success, for having name and fame, he done what he done. He was a very ill-mannered, fat, ugly, and a very rude person who caused this amount and inflicted this amount of pain upon Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. May Allah protect us from his people. May Allah Azza wa Jalla guide us. Let's go to the next caller, please.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Hisham Ali Khamis. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah, the question of today, how should one behave toward the blessed family and Ahl Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? جزاكم الله خير. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. If the questioner had asked how to love the Ahlul Bayt or how to behave towards the Ahlul Bayt, one should of course respect and love them more than anything in this world. He should respect them, love them. Behaving towards the Ahlul Bayt here refers to, of course, adhering to their teachings and their sacrifices which they had given for Islam. We should, of course, we are commanded in this verse to love Panjatani Pak, Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So behaving towards Ahlul Bayt means respecting them and adhering to their teachings and sayings, inshallah. Time is up already and we are to end on this note here. So remember, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. We are commanded to love the close relatives and family members of Rasooli Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So love them, respect them. And who are the Panjatane Pak? As we mentioned, Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Ali, Hasnain Kareemain, and our beloved Rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, wherever you see Sa'adat throughout the world, love them, respect them. Showing love to the Sa'adat means you love Rasooli Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Showing love to his progeny, and those who are from the family of Rasooli Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, means you show love to the beloved Rasool himself sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever you are, stay safe. It is the month of Muharram. When you fast, make lots of dua for yourself and for the ummah at large. And we terminate on this note. May Allah guide you and I. May Allah protect us. May Allah give us a true understanding of the deen. And may we understand the maqam of the shuhada. And this is the simplest way. If you can understand the maqam of the shuhada, it will be easy for you to understand the status of the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. How Allah azza wa jalla has kept them alive. Subhanallah. Stay safe. Be good. Do good. And we leave and terminate or conclude once again, reminding you the slogan and the mission of Da'wat-e-Islami, and that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Your day with remembrance.